Hey there, sweetie. Come on in. Oh, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you could make it over. I know Jake's not home from soccer practice yet, but I thought we could chat for a bit while we wait. How does that sound? Make yourself comfortable on the couch. Can I get you something to drink? Water? Lemonade? I just made a fresh pitcher. No? All right then, I'll just grab some for myself. You know, I have to say, it's so nice to see you again. It feels like ages since you've been over. Jake talks about you all the time, but it's not the same as having you here in person. You've grown up so much since you two were in high school together. I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you really blossomed into quite the handsome young man. Oh, don't be shy. So, tell me all about college life. How are your classes going? You enjoying your major? I remember when I was in college. Those were some of the best years of my life. Of course, that was a long time ago now. Oh, you're sweet to say I don't look a day over 30. Flattery will get you everywhere, young man. But seriously, I'm curious to hear all about your experiences. Like, what's your favorite class this semester? Oh, that sounds fascinating. You know, I always thought you had a good head on your shoulders. It's no surprise you're excelling in your studies. Jake could learn a thing or two from you about applying himself. Speaking of which, how's your love life? Charming guy like you must have the ladies lining up around the block. No? Well, I find that hard to believe. You're quite the catch, if you don't mind me saying so. In fact, if I were just a few years younger. Oh, listen to me. I'm being terribly inappropriate, aren't I? You'll have to forgive a lonely divorcee for her wandering thoughts. It's just been so long since I've had a stimulating conversation with an attractive man. Oh, you're blushing. How adorable. I didn't mean to embarrass you, sweetheart. Let's change the subject, shall we? Tell me about your plans for the summer. Do you have any exciting trips lined up? Oh, that sounds wonderful. You know, I always wanted to visit Europe. Maybe I'll finally take that trip this year. Who knows? Maybe I'll run into a handsome young American while I'm there. I'm just teasing you, of course. But seriously, I think it's great that you're getting out there and seeing the world. These are the years to really live life to the fullest, you know? Oh, would you look at that time? Jake should be home any minute now. Here, let me fix your collar. It's a little crooked. There we go. Much better. You know, you really do have the most striking eyes. Has anyone ever told you that before? They're like pools of warm honey. A girl could get lost in eyes like those. I'm sorry. I'm doing it again, aren't I? Making you uncomfortable with my silly flirtations. You're just so easy to talk to. Sometimes I forget myself. You're Jake's friend, after all. Should be more mindful of boundaries. But between you and me, I think it's rather sweet how flustered you get. It's been a long time since I've had that effect on a man. Makes a gal feel young again, you know? No, I think I hear Jake's car in the driveway. Quick, let's pretend we weren't having this delightfully inappropriate conversation. But anyway, that's how you make my famous seven-layer dip. Maybe next time you're over, I can show you in person. It's really quite simple once you get the hang of it. Jake, honey, look who's here. Your friend's been waiting so patiently for you to get home from practice. We've just been having the most fascinating conversation about cooking, haven't we, sweetie? How was practice, dear? You look exhausted. Why don't you go grab a quick shower while I finish catching up with your friend here? Well, that was a close one. For a second there, I thought Jake might have overheard us. Can you imagine how mortified he'd be if he knew his mom was shamelessly flirting with his best friend? Oh, don't look so worried. Your secret's safe with me. I won't breathe a word of this to Jake. It'll be a little inside joke. Something to make you blush next time you're coming over for dinner. Speaking of which, why don't you join us tonight? I'm making lasagna, and there's plenty to go around. Unless you have other plans, of course. Wouldn't want to keep you from any hot dates you might have lined up. No plans? Well then, it's settled. You'll stay over for dinner. And who knows, maybe we can continue our cooking lesson after Jake goes to bed. I'm kidding. Mostly. Oh, don't give me that look. You know, I'm just having a little bit of fun with you. Unless... No, never mind. Forget I said anything. Jake, honey, perfect timing. I was just inviting your friend to stay over for dinner. Why don't you two head up to your room and play some video games or whatever boys these days do. I'll call you when the lasagna's ready. And remember, mom's the word about our little chat. That'll be our secret. Have fun, boys. And try not to have too much fun without me. Well, that sure was a lovely dinner, wasn't it? Jake, honey, why don't you go start on your homework? I'm sure you have plenty to catch up on after practice. You aren't feeling well? Oh, well, you should get some rest. Straight to bed. Good night, sweetie. I hope you feel better. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes. I believe I promised you to give you a proper cooking lesson. Care to help me with the dishes? I'll wash you dry. You know, there's something so domestic about doing dishes together. Almost like we're an old married couple. Oh, don't look so scandalized. I'm only teasing. Although, I have to admit, the idea isn't entirely unappealing. Handsome young men like you, a lonely divorcee like me. It's almost like the plot of a steamy romance novel. I'm making you blush again, aren't I? I do apologize. I just can't seem to hum myself around you. You bring out a side of me I thought it was long dormant. But enough of that. Tell me more about your studies. What are you planning to do after graduation? Do you think you'll stay in the area, or are you planning to move away? Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear you might be sticking around. It would be a shame to lose touch with such a good friend of Jake's, and, well, I have to admit I've grown rather fond of our little chats. Well, there we go. We're finished. You're quite the efficient dish dryer. I'll have to keep that in mind for future reference. You know, they say the way to man's heart is through his stomach, but I think the real secret is finding someone who helps you with the dishes without complaint. It's the little things that matter in a relationship, don't you think? Oh, listen to me, going on about relationships. You probably think I'm terribly old-fashioned, but when you get to my age, you start appreciating the simple things in life, like good conversation and good company. Speaking of which, would you like to stay for a movie? I promise to keep the flirting to a minimum. Well, mostly. I'm only joking, of course. Unless you prefer I wasn't. No. Forget I said that. Let's just enjoy a nice platonic evening watching a film together. How's that sound? Excellent. You pick the movie while I make some popcorn. And maybe slip into something more comfortable. These jeans are starting to feel a little tight after all that lasagna. Wow, that was a delightful film, wasn't it? I have to admit, I wasn't paying as much attention to the plot as I should have been. Found myself rather distracted by present company. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize how late it had gotten. You should probably be heading home soon, as much as I hate to see you go. You know, you're welcome to stay the night if you'd like. We have a perfectly comfortable guest room, and I promise to behave myself. Well, mostly. I'm only teasing, of course. But the offer stands if you'd rather not drive home this late. You would like to stay? Good boy. I mean, good thinking. Like I said, it's really late. I'll go get some fresh sheets for the guest room. You should head in there now and I'll bring the fresh sheets in soon. Alright, you know where the guest room is, right? That's the second door to the left. Yes, that's it. Well, be a good boy and get changed into something comfy. I'll bring in the sheets. Yeah, you heard me right. Go into the room. I'll be in there. Okay, here's the sheets for the bed. Why are you so flustered, darling? You like what you see? Here, let me help you with the bed sheets. Look at you trying to hide that erection. I can see that bulge. Don't try to hide it. No, I'm not trying to seduce you. I'm just stating facts. So, what seems to be the problem, huh? You seem nervous. Don't worry, you'll be fine. You just have a hard-on for your best friend's mom. Now, let me help you with that. You seem like you're about to come by just me touching your bulge. Haven't even started yet. Let's get these clothes off of you. Look at you. You're so cute. So adorable. Oh, is that free cum on your tip? Let me clean that up. Salty and sweet. Is that making you twitch? Your dick is so sensitive, isn't it? I'll just suck on the tip for now. Does that feel good, baby? I love how you're looking at me with that twitching, throbbing cock. I think you should come for me. I'm gonna make you come so hard your eyes are gonna roll to the back of your head. Here, let's go lay on the bed. Take your shirt off. Yeah, that's it. Now relax and just enjoy the ride. I'm gonna tease your tip with my tongue. Is your dick feeling good? You like the feeling of my lips rubbed around your head? Here. Just slowly lower my head. Just bob up and down a little bit. You enjoying that, baby? Your moans are making me so horny. I just want to make you come so bad. I'm gonna go faster. Feels so good, doesn't it? Now be a good boy and come for me. And come to my throat, please. Come to my throat, please. I'll make it feel so good. On the count of five. Five. Four. 3, 2, 1. Come now, baby. Did that feel good, baby? Look at that, you're still spreading. There's a little more left. Let me suck that out of you. Can't believe you have more in there. There was so much cum. No, just relax and go to sleep. I'll leave you here to rest. And don't forget to take a shower in the morning. Have a good night, my very special good boy.